Okay. So what we're doing here is very beautiful. It's very beautiful. At least I think it's very beautiful. But the idea is that before, around a fire, people would gather and they would share their music, their stories, their tales. There would be songs that would last 3 days, which would carry the memory of a tribe and a nation. And now, in a place and time where we're all fractured and separated, we try to make sense of things all over again. We try to find the pieces of the puzzle. But my belief is that if we come together in a space like this, and we not only reconnect to our musicality, we can also find the opportunity to share story, to share poetry, to share wisdom. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Fluxcast. We are recording and we are broadcasting. And right now I find myself in a yurt surrounded by beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human beings. Some of the most beautiful human beings that I know. If you don't believe me, they can make a little bit of noise, make themselves. For the next hour or so, perhaps two, we will be holding space. We will be broadcasting from this beautiful yurt in Ibiza, straight into your ears. We have magnificent poets, musicians, luminaries, academics here. Wow. And we'll be sharing on the theme of beyond the rabbit hole, beyond the rabbit hole. If you've been in the rabbit hole, can I get an aho? Oh. Have you been down the rabbit hole? Aho. If you've been down the rabbit hole, can I get an aho? If you've been down the rabbit hole, can I get an aho? The rabbit hole, show me how deep you've been with an aho. Today I would like to open the conversation. And while we talk, we're going to hold the music, because that's what we do here. Who knows the riff? Who knows the riff? What's the riff? What's the riff? The person who's going to share with us today is my good friend Jeronimo, which I met through a friend which I would consider to be the Colombian Indiana Jones. A person who has been working with the Kogi elders for at least 20, 30 years, right? A person who's connected to mysticism in ways that I would only want to connect. Now, it is true that some of these tribes in Latin America and in other places have medicines, have sacred plants, which for them are a blessing. And to us, they are treated as a curse. And you have recently done a TED Talk on this theme. And I would like to ask you to tell us a little bit about your position on this and what they actually are. These masters, these teachers, what are they to us? If you could illuminate us.
When you think of a book, what is a book for? What is a book for?
I have to answer. What is a book for? For reading?
For reading.
To pass on knowledge.
For reading.
For reading.
But you can also use a book to make a fire.
Yes.
And you can also use a book to keep the door open.
Yeah.
And you can also use a book to wipe your ass.
Yes, you could. If the pages were extra fine.
So, what is a book for? Or maybe the question is, what is the best use of a book?
What is the best use of a book?
Now we have these plants. And what are they for? Are they to have fun?
Yeah.
Are they to make us feel good? Are they to make us forget? Are they to teach us and pass knowledge? They can be used for all of these things. But what is then the optimal use? What is the use that doesn't make you feel like they're being wasted? Like when you see a book burn. And this is what we learn from indigenous people. The optimal use for these technologies. Because without their inspiration, we might be tempted to use them to keep the door open, to make us warm when we're cold, to wipe your ass, our ass. And you can use these plants for all of these things. But what is the optimal use? What do they want to be used for? I have a story. I like stories. I like stories of indigenous people and white people and plants. So, almost 20 years ago, I was a young man, younger man. I was an even younger man, even younger, because I'd just been born again. I was born twice. And I was in the Amazon jungle. And I was with an Ecuadorian, Quichua. Yachak means, Yach means knowledge. Yachak is a man of knowledge. And we had drunk ayahuasca together. And after a long healing, he came close to my ear and he talked to me for a long time in my ear, like it's their custom. And he said, I looked at you tonight. Your energy is dark green. The thing is, you were recently born again. So you're weak, like a little child. He said, you need to drink tobacco. That will make you strong. I said, drink tobacco, how? He said, you cut a slice of tobacco and you put it in water at night. And in the morning, you take out the tobacco and you drink the liquid. I said, but if you leave the tobacco overnight, the water is gonna get very black. He said, yes, yes. I said, but I drank this black tobacco water before and I got very sick. He clicked his tongue. Stupid gringo. He said, you got very sick because you have no faith in it. Does one find faith? So some months later, when I was back home, I cut the tobacco. And I put it in the glass of water and I went to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, the glass of water was completely black. And I filtered it and I drank it the same way that you would jump out of a second story window because there's a fire. You know it's going to hurt, but it has to be done. And that's how I learned to have faith in tobacco. Gently put me to sleep. It took me in its arms and made me rest. And then I woke up and it was over. And then I kept drinking tobacco. Now, 20 years later, this year, I drank tobacco again, every day, for 9 days. At first clear, then dark, then extremely dark. And then the tobacco showed me that I had smoked tobacco for 30 years and I didn't know anything about tobacco. And that relationship was broken. And that I was never going to be able to establish a healthy relationship with smoked tobacco again. I had gone too far. And some relationships to people and to plants cannot be repaired past a certain point. And everybody carries that inside of them, a relationship that could not be fixed. A relationship that cannot be repaired. And that pain, so I made a deal with tobacco. I was going to stop smoking. Stop rapé. But I was gonna keep drinking it. Go back to the faith. 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 Go back to the faith.
I've got this beautiful green powder occupying my mandibles. It is coca leaf powder in the form of a very nutritious soap. Try some mambe, I said, why not? I said, why not? And as I walked down the beach with a mouthful of this magical powder, I felt the spirit of the coca tell me. She said, you have mistreated me for so many years. What do you want from me now? Such a sacred plant, bathed in gasoline and blood, bathed in all the evil things you could think. When she is sacred, she can be divine and pure. That is a broken relationship, I can tell you for sure.
Of coca is that it was split in two. The plant was broken in two halves. One half is cocaine, and the other half is the coca extract without the cocaine that is still the secret in the secret formula of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is the biggest legal buyer of coca leaf in the world. So the entire world has consumed coca products as Coca-Cola or as cocaine. Both of them toxic. Both of them poisonous. One rots your teeth, the other rots your soul.
Conversation is taking us. I thought we were going to talk about how we've traveled different worlds through different medicines, but we're talking first about the relationship that we need to have with the medicine itself. So let me offer a question to the floor, to all these beautiful human beings. Do you have a story or something to share about a relationship that you ruined through peer pressure or lack of care? Do you have something to share about peace you made with a spirit in the form of a substance?
I've had a similar experience with ganja, marijuana, some called Santa Maria, and I started using marijuana when I was 11. I grew up in a family where marijuana was growing in the garden, and I was taught how to grow, but some things I wasn't taught because they didn't know. And so I smoked all my teenage. And when I was 21, I had the first cup of ayahuasca. And from that day, I could not smoke anymore. And it was hard at first because that was very much my life. Growing weed, smoking weed, it was part of my identity or what I thought it was. And then from one day to another, it's like they take away half of you and half of what you do, and then what you do with yourself. And it took me a moment to adjust to that, but it was very clear, that's it. And then further in the journey, in another ayahuasca ceremony, she came to me and she told me, do you understand why you cannot take me in anymore? And in that moment, I did understood, like the way I abused her, which was also the way I was abused. It was very related with the mother wound. It was very deep. And from the moment I understood, I made peace with her. I still do not consume, but I have a good relation with the plant. It's just like from a distance and with a lot of respect. And I feel very blessed to have had this experience to understand how precious are these relations. Very precious. Go back to the faith, go back to the faith. Take care of your soul, go back to the faith.
Virginia, thank you for sharing. Geronimo, I have a question for you. You said some of these relationships are unsavable. And we see how people are using and sometimes abusing ayahuasca, cambo, who for all these other substances. And you professionally deal with advocacy, with legal processes, with helping shamans who get in trouble with the law. So I wanted to ask you how you defend people or how you protect the plant, which is sometimes so misused, and you end up sometimes protecting the wrong people, and how you deal with that.
What you said, the ethnobotanist Glenn Shepherd said that we are very familiar with the concept of people abusing drugs or abusing plants, but we don't think as the plants being abused by people. We say somebody is abusing drugs, but we don't imagine the drugs being abused, which is sometimes what happens. The drugs are, the plants are the victims of people, sometimes, just like in any other cycle of abuse. With the legal precedents, the problem is that when a precedent is set, when there is a gray area of the law, it's not clear if these plants are the same, if ayahuasca is the same as DMT. It's not clear. So the judge has to decide. When the judge decides, the judge sets a precedent. And then this precedent will affect all the other trials that comes afterwards. Unfortunately, most of the people that get in trouble with the law are not the people doing good work, are not the discreet people, are not the very experienced people, are not the most exemplary people. But a bad precedent will affect everyone that comes after them. So our objective is to avoid at all costs having bad precedents. And sometimes that means helping people, people that I wouldn't take plants with.
But then what do we do? What do we do? This idea that we're abusing, you call it the substance, you call it the drug, but I know, maybe you know too, that there is spirit in those substances. Do you know that? Do you? Do you? Do you? And you wonder how to make peace for other people. And you wonder if a skewed experience is valid as well. They're doing the best even though they will go to hell. Ooh.
So let's bring back perspective. Let's put things back on the timeline. Stretching from the past and into the future. Some years ago, people discovered X-rays. They were very exciting. You could see inside of people. So everybody got excited. They used X-rays like crazy. X-rays on pregnant women. X-rays on digestion process. X-rays for hours. It took some time to understand that these X-rays had a spirit that had to be dealt with and respected and approached with proper ritual. I think as a culture, we are still in this space. It's all very exciting and is being used for everything. And mistakes will be made in the process of understanding what is the proper way to relate to these powerful entities.
Some of these spirit substances should be clandestine, that they should be hidden. There's a reason why they call esoterics esoterics. There's a reason why there's things that are a hidden art. And as a friend said, you don't feed pearls to the pigs. Yeah. People who are ready, people who are prepared, if you make things easily and readily accessible, then they tend to be abused. I would like to shift the conversation, if possible, towards lessons we have learned, towards avenues that have presented themselves. I would like to open the conversation towards ideas and new realities that have opened up by practicing these clandestine practices. And if there's someone else who wants to share how they have been expanded by a relationship with a plant or a spirit, I think that's an interesting way to go. Jerónimo Masarraza, do you agree with me? Can
yes, please,
we
yes, please,
take
yes, please.
That flow? But I feel people want to sing a little bit. Is that what you want to do? Let's sing a little bit before we chat? Ta tikka taka tikka rikka tikka eh. Thank you. Expected that this flux would turn into a psychomagic experiment in apologizing to the plants. It's wonderful. Well done, Ibiza hippies. Well done. We're going to give the microphone to Eva. Eva, before you share, we need to know the mood. The mood.
It's a little story.
Is it playful? Is it sad? Is it dramatic?
You heard it.
Is it a major chord? Or is it a minor chord?
Minor.
Minor chord.
Yes.
Down the rabbit hole.
Yes.
Okay. call and response. Does it have rhythm?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to give it some rhythm?
Yes. All but right. I start with a small story.
Okay.
About 8 years ago, in 2016, I attended my first psychedelic conference, the Breaking Convention in London. It's still running. It was a conference that really turned me on. And there I've met a pioneer of psychedelic research, Roland Griffiths. He left us last year from the human body. And he asked me a question. Are you aware? I answered, I guess, yes. And today, after 8 years of psychedelic journeying, I know I didn't have a sense of what he meant. But today, I at least guess. And so I want to ask you tonight, are you aware? Are you open to be aware? Are you ready to be aware? Are we even aware of what does it really mean to be aware? Are you ready to break through reality? Break through the skin of being that we are all co-creating. Are you ready to see, to hear, to sense, to feel from the inside? Are you ready to flip the sight? Do we have the courage to look into our own carriage, to heal, to grow from our own sorrow? Are you ready to break through the skin of reality? To accept the responsibility? So we may grow to collective integrity and nature, humanity. Are you ready to live in unity? Are we ready? Be aware.
feeling is that we are but children. My feeling is that we don't know. My feeling is that we wish to take our father's car for a little go. But we don't know, really know how to drive. Though we really don't know all the rules. We're ready to do everything we like, but we're not ready to go to school. Ready, 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 ready.
To be aware.
Ready.
excited. I believe we have lust for life. I believe we have desire. Not so long ago, I went on a trip. And I was just happy after meeting the Creator to feel that I had a body, existence, and something to do with it. Free will to play. And although a lot of life might be made up of pain, of learning, what's the point if you're not going to play? What's the point if you're not going to explore the boundaries, to burn yourself with fire, to get hung over with alcohol, to get your ass kicked by Mother Ayahuasca? What's the point? I'm happy to be alive. And I'm happy to learn the lessons. For that, I'm ready, 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 ready,
same time we were born ready for that. It's like natural, it's nature. But it just brought up that, so I would like to share that. Like, are you ready? Are you ready? Are we ready? Oh. Are you ready? Are we ready? I'm not sure Eva did finish her story.
Be so bold to share another story with us. Who might open up and take the risk? You. Yes, Ariel, of course. Share a story, but share it with this microphone because it has no effects. There, I'm also playing sound engineer here.
So, I have a...
Hold on one second. It should be playing A. You want to take it back to A? Let's take it back to A, and we'll give you that. Ready? Can we create a nice little space for Ariel? Right there. No. Major or minor?
Major.
Major.
No. I mean,
yeah.
Wow, this is super long. I have a little story. I have a little story. It's really loud.
Okay.
I have a little story about my first encounter with mushrooms. It had been some years before I back in the day before I really tried anything. I was scared to lose my mind, so I always tried a little bit, and it never worked. Haha. So one day I was in a rainbow gathering in Palenque.
Palenque, Colombia.
Palenque, Chiapas. And I found some guy in the bushes that said, "I have mushrooms." So I got some mushrooms from a guy, and I took enough to really go for it. My trip started a little bit dark. I was following some people in the jungle, and they were talking about really, really bad things. And I was getting into a really dark trip, and all the forest, the jungle was starting to creep up on me. But I stopped and I said, "Wait, is this my story or theirs?" So I let them go, and I remained alone in a little plot of land surrounded by jungle, sitting under a tree. And the mushrooms was really, really sweet. It was my first time, finally, to really lose my mind. I remember after hours of sitting under the beautiful shade of a tree in a really, really hot jungle day, looking up and seeing this tree with its branches just reaching everywhere, shading me, and I realized it was a lemon tree. And in the height of the high, I realized gratitude for life giving us shade, giving us lemons, giving us everything. And it was beautiful. I had a bottle of water. It took me half an hour to reach it, another 10 minutes to look inside, and then I put the water in my mouth, and the taste was so sweet. And as I swallow the water, I look around, and all the trees in the jungle leaning in are all breathing, and they're all saying, "Water, water." It was beautiful. And the cow passed, because it was a little pasture in the jungle, and in one moment the cow passed and just stood there and looked at me for a while. And I looked back and I could see all of her energy lines and her blood and her energy just flowing, and I thought, that's why the Indians consider her sacred. Yeah, that was my trip. That was my voyage the first time.
That's beautiful.
So, gratitude. Gracias.
I took mushrooms one too many times, and then Mr. Mushroom told me never to come back. He said, "I've taught you everything I had to teach you, so I don't need to see you around here no more." So every time I took mushrooms after that, I would hide from Mr. Mushroom. Which is kind of like being on a trip and hiding from the trip, because he doesn't want you, because I don't want him to find me and say, guy, this is it, no? Speaking of abusing drugs, no? I don't want you to find me here.
I'm pretending that I haven't taken my chance, and then you have. Oh dear.
Yeah. Just a little bit, a little bit.
Like a little pixie in the forest. Dragged through a hedge backwards. That's what most of my life's felt like.
Yeah.
I didn't take the mushrooms, I swear, this time.
The same thing happened to you?
No, I just really like your story. I haven't taken mushrooms that many times yet.
Hiding from Mr. Mushroom.
Hiding from Mr. Mushroom.
Hiding from
How does
Mr.
this look like?
Mushroom.
He has a big mushroom head.
His afro, no?
I don't remember actually what he looks like. Which is one of those interesting things I get under this, you know, under the effect of certain substances, that if in the real life we feel with our hands and our bodies, if we see with our eyes, if we hear with our ears, how do you do it when you're sleeping? How are you perceiving? You know, you start to get the question is like, are the five senses actually the only way I'm perceiving, or is there a powerful imagination which is just driven by feeling? And that is something that I'm puzzled by, that the way you can collapse reality, that we make sense of reality through the senses, but that consciousness transcends them all. Six senses? Bueno, tell us. But I like this vibe. Six Sense vibe. Na na na. I would like Simon to share. Come. Share. Yeah, yeah. He's Sit next to... Here, Ariel, make some space for him. This gentleman traveled to the limits of self and non-self a couple of days ago. And he's one of the most beautiful beings I know on the island. Of course, you have a lot of competition because there are lots of beautiful people here on Ibiza, but you're one of the most beautiful ones. And I feel your eyes have something to share.
Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate you. Well, the heart protocol. What a journey. Sometimes we travel to remember. To remember who we are, where we came from, and why we are here. We all come from the same source, and that source is called love. And from love we come, to love we return. And in between, there's this beautiful thing called life. Now I think we all can feel the essence in our hearts, pulsing through our veins, and deep inside we will find all the answers that we seek. So when we decided to go down the rabbit hole, we found truth of who we are, and that we all, in fact, are one. So whatever you are looking for in life, be ensured that when you look inside, you will find all the answers you've been looking for. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to continue your thoughts about being one. The beautiful reminder of this is like a Baba that shared this to me. It's from the hands. We all think we are separate, but we're all actually together. So all the time you forgot, it's just, we're just one. But Mali says it, no? One love. Who wants to share something beautiful? You.
Mm-hmm. But we need some singing before we do my share. La.
This story. The author said that there's a similar story in Jewish mysticism, but that he heard this story from an ice cream seller in the Brazilian Amazon. And the story goes like this. At the beginning of time, God was speaking with the angels, and they were all wondering where should God hide his secrets. Maybe we should put them on top of the tallest mountain. But then they thought, maybe one day somebody figures out how to get to the top of the tallest mountain. And maybe this person won't be worthy of God's secrets. Then they said, maybe we'll hide them at the bottom of the deepest sea. And then they thought, but maybe somebody will figure out how to make it there. I know, said someone else, let's put them on the moon. what if somebody figures out how to make it to the moon and they're not worthy of God's secrets? And then God said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put them inside the heart of man. And that way, only the worthy ones will get there.
A beautiful evening of conversation, discovering different ways of sharing. Funny that at the end of it, all we discover, we're still figuring out new ways of caring. What it means to be human in this experience, what it means to deal with shame and guilt, what it means to deal with pleasure and love. What is this simulation? Of what is it built? We're no closer to the answers, but perhaps we're a bit better for looking, for making an effort, for coming together, singing, listening and not overlooking. I think that's a good way to close this transmission, this broadcast. On this 11th of April of 2024, that is our acoustic transmission to everyone who have an open heart, an open ear, and probably a connection to the internet. I would like to say thank you to everyone who gathered here to share. Can we get a lot of love for... First of all, can we get a lot of love for everyone here? Give them love. Can we get some love for Eva? Forever. joining us for Aya. Musicians here today. First of which I wish to acknowledge with all the admiration I have, we have Olivier over there bringing so much beautiful taste this week. Some dancing, no?
Yeah.
says that we didn't give love to Nikki, but we gave love to Nikki. We need maybe more. I would invite you all to take a little seat down. This is not a dancing party. We have misused the space, which is nice. Proper disruptive. I would like to acknowledge the people who have made this possible today. First and foremost, there's the owner of this lovely yurt, Nini, who is not joining us today. But we can send her some love as well. I would like to also give lots of love to Carolina for setting up the space. Don't drop the rhythm. I'd also like to thank Christian over there for contributing. What we're doing here is not for money. I'd like to say that it's priceless. But for that reason, we don't want to make it cheap. We want to make it as best we can. So just a gentle reminder to everyone who can make a contribution to make a contribution. Because if you're not paying, then I'm paying. And we're paying. So I don't want to make this a ticketed event. So however you show up is the way that we will show up for others in the future. The contribution box is over there in the back. There's also a link if you'd rather support like that. If you wish to make a donation so that we can keep this open. Just so you know. There's lots of musicians who show up here just because they love what we're doing. There's lots of human beings who show up because they feel there's something here. And to prototype and to experiment requires a lot of trust, faith, and diving into the unknown, kind of like a trip. And for that reason, I would like to say thank you to everyone who showed up and for making this as beautiful as it is. I sincerely love you. Is over there. And today we're going to do something special as well. We used to do food at the beginning of Flux, but we kind of feel that it's nice when we are charged energetically, and Kevin has been slaving away, bringing his love into the food. So, as we go out and before we eat the food, he would like to give a little prayer with this good energy we've been collecting. And if that's not too hippie for you, then I think that's exactly what we should do. Should we break the spell? Gracias, 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 gracias. Bendiciones.